When a rabbi is ordained, he or she receives a blessing from their own Rebbe or mentor. My rabbi, Rabbi Neil Gilman, draped his tallit over my head and offered me the following words: God will save you from deadly illness. God will cover you with his wings. In God's shelter, in God's shade, you will be safe. And then he repeated those beautiful words. He even sang them to me. In God's shelter, in God's shade, you will be safe. When I met with Rabbi Gilman a few weeks later, I couldn't help but asking him, where do you find God's shade? And he thought for a moment, and he answered, the only place where you know that the shade is more bountiful than the sun is in a sukkah. Find the people in this world who will serve as your sukkah. Allow them to shade you from harm. Allow them to shade you from fright. And most of all, allow them to embrace you with love. In the sukkah is where you will feel God's shade. The Zohar, the most important work of Kabbalah, labels the sukkah as Sila Dimheimnuta, our shade of faith. Our shade of faith. And so during this holiday, we sit in the sukkah, a fragile, temporary building, and we're reminded of the fragility of our own lives. Our tradition teaches us to sit with one half of our heart burdened by knowing that we're merely pebbles on a beach. But we're also supposed to recognize that the other half of our heart is meant to sing with joy, knowing that this world was created just for us. But the balance between those two is that no matter the situation, one anchors the other. Fragility is always tied to joy. When we shelter each other from harm, physically and emotionally, that's when I think we can feel God's shade upon our shoulders. Historically, whenever Jews were threatened with disaster, the Baal Shem Tov, the great Hasidic master, would go to a certain place in the forest. He would light a fire and recite a special prayer. And somehow a miracle would occur and the disaster would be averted. Now, years upon years later, a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov went to that same place in the forest because he too was threatened with disaster. And he said, Master of the universe, I don't know how to light the fire, but I know how to say the prayer. And as well, once again, a miracle occurred and disaster was averted. Even years upon years later, that teacher's disciple was faced again with disaster. And he went to that same place in the forest and he said, Lord of the world, I don't know how to light the fire. I don't know how to say the prayer, but I know the place, and I hope that will suffice. And it did. And yet, when another needed intervention from heaven, this time he didn't know the place, He did not know how to light the fire. He did not know what prayer to say, but he said to God, "I know the story, and that alone must suffice." And of course, a great miracle occurred, and disaster was averted. Who knows what really caused the disaster to be averted? What's clear is that the stories from one person to another, the comforting words that one person gave to another, well, that's what allowed each generation to gain strength and continue. It didn't matter that the place was forgotten, that they did not know how to light the fire, or that the prayer was different. What mattered is that the person grew in strength because he dwelled in the shade of people who cared. When we recognize people in our lives who serve as our Sukkot, whether we see their picture on a wall, whether we hear their voice on the phone, or recall one of the stories they've told, we know that that's the shade that protects us. That's the shade that keeps our candles bright against the darkness of the night. Our Sukkot, our daily Sukkot, they are the people who teach us how to brave the instability and chaos of our daily lives. This holiday, I had the chance to experience a variety of Sukkot, of shapes and colors and sizes. I saw many of your Sukkot, and I noticed that some people choose to put up a different decoration in the sukkah every year. I noticed that some people choose to list the names of ushpizin, of the Talmudic guests, upon the wall. I even saw a sukkah that had carpet on the ground and a chandelier overhead. It was quite fanciful, an extension, if you will, of their home. But what I noticed is that within each and every sukkah, there was a unique personality, a unique light, a unique life. In every sukkah, I knew that we could count on one thing, that we would all be embraced by the shade, embraced by shades of faith. The shade protects us from the unyielding elements of the sun, and the shade also protects us from the sun's glare. You see, I think in the shade, we're able to see the world around us. And likewise, in the shade, the world is able to see us, just for us. The shade lets us be ourselves. There are people in this world who will serve as our Sukkot, giving us the shade to grow and change, and most of all, feel safe. But we too can be Sukkot for other people, extending the hand of God into the lives of those that we love. V'tachat k'nafav techseh. Rabbi Gilman's words ring in my ear today. God will cover you with his wings. In God's shelter, in God's shade, may you always feel safe. In God's shelter, in God's shade, may we all be blessed to sit beneath God's wings, to sit within those shades of faith, and may we always feel safe. Amen.